听力课堂，听 class.com。
Section 2. Text for Interpretation. Passage 1. Chinese to English Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
女士们，先生们，朋友们，早上好。首先，请允许我代表中国中央电视台，感谢亚洲有线电视与卫星广播协会的邀请，使我和我的同事能出席这个会议。我很高兴能有此机会与来自其他国家的同行汇聚一堂，围绕当今世界电视业的发展与合作这一主题交流我们的思想。组委会把中国的专场会议安排在今天早上，我对此表示感谢。在我昨天聆听的各家陈述中，我发现用的最多的词语是可持续性与本土化的媒体市场开发及其社会责任。我认为要实现这个目标，我们之间必须共同努力。我发言的主题是加强交流与合作，国际电视媒体的普遍需要。随着人类的不断进步与社会发展，世界已变小，然而偏见与误解仍然存在。这就是为什么不同国家之间需要交流信息和互相了解。那么广播与电视应当成为全世界交流与沟通的重要媒介。上个月来自17个国家55个广播电视台的领导出席了在北京举行的电视广播博物馆国际理事会，之后又访问了上海。美国 CBS 电台的总裁莱斯利·莫尼斯协同妻子南希参加了本次会议。我引用他的话说，说实在的，来中国之前我对北京和上海知之甚少，更不用说西安了。我在此了解了许多从未经历过的事情。回国后，我将要求我公司的全体员工更多地报道中国的变化，以便让全世界的人，尤其是美国人，更多地了解上海乃至全中国。还有，中国人民的老朋友亨利·基辛格博士也说过，我第一次来中国的时候，这里只有为数不多的广播电视台，大概1000多个，而现在中国已有了巨大的进步。基辛格的看法是对的，中国近年来的电视业已有了跨越式的发展。自从它1958年诞生以来，整个行业已有了大规模的发展。目前中国人拥有的电视机数量已达3.5亿台，人口覆盖率达94%，全国共有电视频道1132个，有线电视申请户已达1亿。中国中央电视台 CCTV 拥有12个广播频道，每天播放节目时间超过240小时。目前 CCTV 正深化其改革，不断实施促进频道专业化的发展战略，提高节目的质量， 并使之具有鲜明的个性特色，最终达到增强 CCTV 在国际电视媒体中的竞争力。在中国， CCTV 的社会影响已越来越大，也可以说电视是中国影响力最大的媒体。中国拥有13亿人口，其中10亿人能观看电视。据统计数据显示，每个中国人平均每天观看电视2小时。电视也是传播新闻与信息、普及科学知识、提供文化娱乐与社会服务的重要工具。此外， CCTV 每年的广告收入也逐年增加。在此我可以告诉大家， CCTV 在2002年的商业总收入与前一年的相比增加了 10%， 那可是全球电视媒体步履艰难的一年。作为一个对世界开放的中国，极大地关注世界范围内电视业的发展，并在本行业里积极地参与国际交流与合作。目前 CCTV 已与134个国家和地区的208家电视机构建立了合作关系，每年从海外进口大量的纪录片、动画片、体育节目、电影和电视剧。据统计数据显示，我们仅在2002年就购买并播放了1360部探索纪录片、121部电影、148部电视系列剧和116部动画系列片。我们真诚地欢迎我们的国外同行以合适的方式与我们交流与合作。我相信我们的合作前景十分广阔。中国需要更多的了解世界，世界也需要更多的了解中国。积极地促进中外电视媒体的交流与合作，能够加深相互理解。 CCTV 作为中国唯一的一家国家级电视网络单位，在从事对外交流与合作方面享有许多有利条件，同时也是国外电视媒体在中国发展业务的最佳伙伴。希望我的讲话能够引起大家对中国电视业以及与 CCTV 进行合作的兴趣。谢谢。
Passage 2English to Chinese interpretation. Text interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Your Excellency, thank you for your words of welcome. I am grateful for your hospitality and honored by this reception at one of China's great universities.I also thank the students here for this opportunity to meet with you, to talk a little bit about my country, and answer some of your questions. The standards and reputation of this university are known around the world, and I know what an achievement it is to be here. I have 2 daughters in college, one at Yale and the other at the University of Texas. I'm proud of my daughters,just like I am sure your parents are proud of you. My visit to China comes on an important anniversary. 30 years ago this week, an American president arrived in China on a trip designed to end decades of estrangement and confront centuries of suspicion. President Richard Nixon showed the world that 2 vastly different governments could meet on the grounds of common interest and in a spirit of mutual respect. As they left the airport that day, Premier Zhou Enlai said to President Nixon, Your handshake came over the vastest ocean in the world. 25 years of no communication. During the 30 years since, America and China have exchanged many handshakes of friendship and commerce. As we have had more contact with each other, the citizens of our two countries have gradually learned more about each other. Once, America knew China only by its history as a great and enduring civilization. Today, we see a China that is still defined by noble traditions of family, scholarship, and honor. And we see a China that is becoming one of the most dynamic and creative societies in the world, as demonstrated by all the knowledge and potential right here in this room. China is on a rising path, and America welcomes the emergence of a strong, peaceful, and prosperous China. As America learns more about China, I am concerned that the Chinese people do not always see a clear picture of my country. My country certainly has its share of problems and faults. Like most nations, we're on a long journey toward achieving our own ideals of equality and justice. Yet there is a reason our nation shines as a beacon of hope and opportunity, a reason many throughout the world dream of coming to America. We are a free nation, where men and women have the opportunity to achieve their dreams. No matter your background or circumstance of birth, in America, you can get a good education, start a business, raise a family, worship freely, and help elect the leaders of your community and country. You can support the policies of our government, or you are free to openly disagree with them. Those who fear freedom sometimes argue it could lead to chaos, but it does not, because freedom means more than every man for himself. Many of the values that guide our life in America are first shaped in our families, just as they are in your country. American moms and dads love their children and work hard and sacrifice for them, because we believe life can always be better for the next generation. In our families, we find love and learn responsibility and character. And many Americans voluntarily devote part of their lives to serving others. An amazing number, nearly half of all adults in America, volunteer time every week to make their communities better by mentoring children, visiting the sick, caring for the elderly, and helping with 1,000 other needs and causes. This is one of the great strengths of my country. People take responsibility for helping others without being told, motivated by their good hearts and often by their faith. It was my honor to visit China in 1975, and a lot has changed in your country since then. China has made amazing progress in openness and enterprise and economic freedom, and this progress previews China's great potential. China has joined the World Trade Organization, and as you live up to its obligations, they will bring changes in China's legal system. A modern China will have a consistent rule of law to govern commerce and secure the rights of its people. The new China your generation is building will need the profound wisdom of your traditions. The lure of materialism challenges society in our country and in many successful countries. Your ancient ethic of personal and family responsibility will serve you well. Behind China's economic success today are talented, energetic people. In the near future, these same men and women will play a full and active role in your government. This university is not simply turning out specialists, it is preparing citizens. And citizens are not spectators in the affairs of their country, they are participants in its future. Change is coming. China is already having secret ballot and competitive elections at the local level. Nearly 20 years ago, Deng Xiaoping said that China would eventually expand democratic elections all the way to the national level, and I look forward to that day. All of these changes will lead to a stronger, more confident China, a China that can astonish and enrich the world, a China that your generation will help create. This is one of the most exciting times in the history of your country, a time when even the grandest hopes seem within your reach. Thank you very much.
Section 4. Interpretation Practice. Note-taking and gap-filling. Listen to the tape and take any necessary notes.
China encourages the opening of more international academic institutions in the country and plans to increase its participation in global research programs in order to intensify exchanges between Chinese scientists and their foreign counterparts. Chinese Minister of Science and Technology, Xu Guanghua, says his ministry plans to provide financial support to interested international institutions to cover operational and academic organization costs. More Chinese scientists will be encouraged to work for international institutions and to join global research programs, such as the Human Genome Project, which was initiated several years ago. Xu says the plan aims to promote opening up inside China's research circle and give Chinese scientists more opportunities to learn diversified opinions and thoughts from the outside world, which is vital to the creativity of researchers. Less than 10 of some 3,000 international research institutions have opened offices in China. The country's science and technology chief also vows to take measures to curb the brain drain in the research circle and to promote the development of patented technologies and the use of higher technical criteria in industries, which has become increasingly important to China's export sector.
Gap filling. Listen to the tape and fill in the blanks with the words missing. China wants more international academic exchanges. Xu Guanhua, the Chinese Minister of Science and Technology, said his ministry plans to provide financial support to interested international institutions to cover operational and academic organization costs. More Chinese scientists will be encouraged to work for international institutions and to join global research programs such as the Human Genome Project, which was initiated several years ago. Xu told a national meeting of the China Association for Science and Technology, CAST, Thursday in Chengdu, adding that participation in research focusing on global environmental evolution is also important. Xu said the plan aims to promote opening up inside China's research circle and give Chinese scientists more opportunities to learn diversified opinions and thoughts from the outside world, which is vital to the creativity of researchers. Less than 10 of some 3,000 international research institutions have opened offices in China, he said in a keynote speech at the annual meeting. The country's science and technology chief also vowed to take measures to curb the brain drain in the research circle and to promote the development of patented technologies and the use of higher technical criteria in industries, which has become increasingly important to China's export sector. Passage Interpreting. Passage 1. Chinese to English Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
是梧桐树的落叶铺就林荫大道的时月，是形形色色的文化活动纷纷登场的秋天。中国文化年就在这金色的收获季节来到法国。十月七日，中国文化年在法国首都巴黎隆重开幕。我们见到的法国各界朋友都为灿烂的中华文化 以如此气派的场面，如此缤纷的色彩和多样的形式在法兰西登场而感到欣慰。法国是世界性文化大国，它向世人展示的形象既是世界第四经济强国，又是独具魅力、散发着文化气息的国度。特别要指出的是，当今的法国领导人对坚持文化多样性特别执着，他们在联合国的讲坛上，在外交、文化等众多国际活动领域，强调对其他文化和文明应持欣赏和学习的态度。众所周知，法国总统希拉克热爱东方文化，他对青铜器的鉴赏能力达到专家水平。前年巴黎集美博物馆及法国国立亚洲艺术博物馆修复竣工，重新开放，希拉克在参观瓷器馆时对着展品毕恭毕敬地鞠躬。当法国报纸刊出这幅照片时，我们的心灵受到震动。有这样的文化理解基础，中法这两个东西方文化大国携手合作互办文化年，显然是合乎逻辑的。中国文化年将向法国公众展示一种全然不同于西方文化的中华文化和文明。数百年来，中国文化令西方人感到神秘，又使他们心往神驰。今天，在古老的中国、多彩的中国、现代的中国这一主题的统领下，中国传统文化、民族和地方文化、现代文化将使法国人民得到一次更全面、更深刻的精神享受。他向法国公众展示的是中国文化异彩纷呈、百花齐放的繁荣景象。西方艺术界和公众对20世纪中国美术发展进程了解的十分不足，认为中国美术缺乏像西方现代艺术那样的文化价值，有的则将它笼统地视作为政治服务的艺术。而在文化年开幕当日揭幕的《东方既白：20世纪中国绘画展》，是20世纪中国的绘画成就首次在法国展示，它突出了一个鲜明的主题：中国的绘画主旋律与中国社会发展息息相关，具有鲜明的文化自主性，体现着另一种现代性。正如文化部部长孙家正所说，中国文化年300多个文化展示项目将告诉人们，一个古老的中国如何跋涉过5000年的风雨沧桑，铸造出永名史册的辉煌文化。一个多彩的中国如何兼容并蓄、博采众长，描绘出百花齐放的绚丽画卷。一个现代的中国焕发出怎样的勃勃生机，继往开来，与时俱进。正是这样的文化交流带来了理解和沟通。中法文化年组委会法方主席昂格雷米十分感慨地说，筹办文化年本身就是交流的过程，中法双方思维有差异，工作方式也不尽相同，刚开始时双方都不太适应， 但都怀有真诚的交流愿望，彼此开诚布公，双方就能建立起心灵上的交流，畅想合作的主旋律，许多困难迎刃而解。文化交流就是这样搭起了一座沟通和理解的桥梁。可以预计，未来的一年里，中国文化年必定带来双赢的结果。它将使中国文化充分而全面地展现自己的面貌，使法国公众视野开阔，更深刻地了解中国文化。中法合作将因文化交流而更上一层楼。
Passage 2 English to Chinese Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Vice Minister, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to this lunch. This enables us to resume in a more relaxed manner the interesting conversation we have just had.Having already spent some days in our country, you may have become acquainted with some Norwegian traditions. One of them is to say a few welcoming words before treating our guests to a meal. For Norway, China is becoming a major partner in East Asia. Several visits on government level between our two countries bear witness to an ever closer relationship between our nations.When the Norwegian government so strongly promotes closer cooperation with China, it is precisely because we believe we too have a lot to learn from increased contact, exchange of experiences, and broad cooperation. Knowledge of other cultures and cultural expressions contributes to stimulating dialogue between individuals and nations. Our art and culturehave been formed and developed through interaction, partly between the regional cultures of different areas of the country, and partly with impulses from the world outside our borders. Cultural exchange is thus one important dimension in our relations with China. Our cultural relations go back to 1963, when Norway was the first country in the Western worldto sign a cultural agreement with China. During recent years, an active cultural exchange has taken place to the benefit of the people of our two countries. Increased contacts and exchange make us realize we need more insight into the many aspects of your culture, your history, art history, philosophy, and not least, the Chinese language.We wish to increase our knowledge about the great cultures of Asia, which gave the world major religions, philosophical thoughts, and the most advanced civilizations. I am convinced that the program of cooperation which was signed earlier this week will be instrumental in increasing that knowledge. It is a renewed commitment to the cultural dialogue between our two countries,And it is a framework to be filled with substance. It is important that Chinese-Norwegian relations are not shaped only by governments, but also by cultural institutions and organizations, universities, private groups, and individuals. Finally, I would like to propose a toast to a bright future for China and for the friendship and cultural cooperation between China and Norway.
Unit 3. Tourism. Section 1. Dialogue for Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following conversation alternatively into English and Chinese.
Hi! I will have a trip to Shanghai next week. I've heard it is a beautiful city in China, isn't it?
是的，上海位于中国东海海岸，北临长江口，南靠杭州湾。从字面上看，它就是在海上的意思。
我敢说你此行一定很棒，因为上海真的是个迷人的城市，它常被昵称为东方明珠。
I am told that Shanghai was formerly an unimportant fishing village, but now it has grown into one of the world's largest seaports and a major industrial and commercial center of China. Amazing changes! Would you please tell me more about it?
好的，上海因外国扩张在19世纪首次向世界开放，而最近自20世纪80年代以来，它又重向世界敞开大门。现在上海已经成为中国最富活力的国际大都市，它不断吸引国内外的人们来到此处。上海人闻名天下，他们有着商业天赋，反应迅速，处事精明。作为旅游城市，上海因其商业活动和美丽景致吸引国内外游客。
I read from one tourist information guide that as you walk through Shanghai, it may feel as though you are entering a fair of world architecture or an art gallery of human civilization. Do you think the words are an exaggeration?
我认为这些话并没有夸张。事实上，上海的建筑风格多种多样，在世界上独树一帜。这种多样性反映了国内外建筑师、工程师、工人们的智慧和努力，是全世界的珍贵遗产。
I see. Would you recommend some scenic spots worth visiting in Shanghai?
当然可以。首先，我要向你推荐外滩。它曾是亚洲最著名的一条街，现在它临着黄浦江，绿树成荫，供游人漫步。外滩的壮观吸引着许多远东的大公司，他们纷纷在临江的建筑里设立总部。
The guide also suggests me going to the Yew Garden. What do you think of it?
御园也值得一去。明朝的建筑风格在那里尽显其特色，那是上海东南部的一个私人花园，具有400多年的历史。御园有30多个亭台楼阁，风格似苏州园林，全园共6个景区，由白色围墙彼此间隔，其上雕着灰色的飞龙。每个景区虽然彼此间隔，但整体平衡而和谐，气韵浑然一体。
Thank you very much for your detailed introduction.
不用谢，还有很多地方不能错过呢，比如浦东、上海植物园、上海博物馆、东方明珠等等。
I can't wait to go to Shanghai.I am sure I will have a good stay in Shanghai.
希望你的上海之行愉快。